What's your type?
What's your type?
What's your type?
What's your type?
All right. Hello and welcome back to What's Your Type podcast, the podcast about why we want what we want and why we do the people we do. I'm your host, Tyler Mead. Not joining us today is Sarah Hartshorn, my co-host. She is busy looking at the sun.
Is that what she's doing?
She went upstate to go see the eclipse, which is very witchy.
Is she a witch?
Like, light. Witch light. She's a woman who's on TikTok, so in that regard, yes.
That's crazy to buy a ticket for a
bus. Oh, they just drove up. And also, it was her husband's idea.
Oh, okay.
Which is the part that I found kind of fun. I don't know if we can see the eclipse in the city, which I'm fine with.
I think we can.
I just don't care.
Yeah, I don't really care that much.
Yeah, but so once again, we have a straight man on the podcast, and Sarah refuses to be in the same room as him.
That's fine. That's fine. I get it.
Yeah, but joining me in the studio apartment today, we have comedian Brennan Sagalo, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Is Sarah gay?
Yeah, she's bi.
Oh, okay.
you said that like you're about to do an investigation.
I didn't know that. I thought it was like a straight woman, gay guy kind of dynamic, but it's just two gays, which is cool with me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad that after welcoming you into my home, now you decide to tell me you're cool with gay people and women. That's so progressive of you.
Women, I'm not so sure about, but...
They're not so sure about you either.
I know. So that's what this podcast is, huh? We're going to talk about my type?
Yes. It is called What's Your Type?
Because What if I don't have a type?
That's okay. We can talk about that. Because that's also interesting for someone to not have a type.
Okay.
I like that you're immediately like, I don't know about this concept. I have some issues with the core premise that you told me about 3 weeks ago.
I have a problem with everybody's podcast.
That
everybody's like, you know, anybody with like a theme.
I think more people should have an issue with people's podcasts.
I know. It's so funny when you post like a video from your podcast. You're just trying to promote.
Oh, fuck.
Did you not turn that on yet?
I didn't turn the camera on. Keep talking.
But when you, I don't know if you've experienced this, but like when you post a video from your podcast and then the first comment is so, it's always like, you know, you're getting a comment that's like, we got to stop people from getting podcast equipment.
People like me, so that doesn't happen. I also am humble. Followed well.
You are quite a humble little fella.
100%, yeah.
Stop drinking your coffee.
No, you can't make me stop drinking my coffee. This is my home. I offered you coffee and
I'm
said
your guest.
No.
I can come in here and I can demand whatever I want.
You got your water. You got your little drink.
Yes, from demanding.
No, I offered it. I offered you water and you said yes, and then I offered you ice and you were like, oh, yes, that would be great.
Is this why Sarah's usually here? Does she, like, sit between you and the guest?
No, usually the guest sits in the middle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And she sits here?
Yeah. You're in Sarah's seat.
Oh, comfy.
Yeah.
Feels gay.
It is.
And a woman. All right. Anyway.
I would actually love it if you left this podcast and were like, actually.
I think so.
I'm gay.
I think so. You know, I personally don't think I have a type, but if you ask anyone who's not me, they always say I have a type.
What did other people say?
People think I like, you know, tiny or Jewish blondes. And I'm like, why? Because I've been with a Jewish person, I've been with a blonde, and all the girls, they have to be shorter than me. That is something
sense.
And I don't think that's a type. I think that's a...
We accept all roles. I also, there is something deeply funny about being like, I like blonde Jews. You mean people who don't exist. Like
the people who were able to hide during the World War II
fiasco. I did my study abroad in Copenhagen, which is Denmark, so it's Vikings. So like
cool.
6 foot. So the height average for the city was 6 foot, including the women.
Whoa.
And so everyone's like this giant blonde person. And before that, I wasn't like... I didn't know shit about, like, hair,
yeah.
But there were a lot of Jewish girls from NYU who came to my study abroad program, and that's when I learned how to, like, identify dyed hair.
Why?
Because all the Jewish girls had dyed their hair, like, right before going on study abroad, and then I saw actual blonde people.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, it looks so much worse when you guys do it. Because also, I also have, like, dark, Jewy hair.
Yeah.
And I've had it. I don't want to dye my hair, because my hair is nice.
You got nice hair.
Thank you. It's true. I'm not going to be humble at any point on this podcast.
Great.
I'm not interested in it.
Great.
I know my like three good features, and hair is one of them.
Hair.
Personality is not. But no, it was just, it was so funny because like, I've been told like you would have to bleach the shit out of your hair. You dyed your hair once, right?
I dye my hair every couple of months. Yeah.
Really?
But I think the last time I did it is going to be the last time I ever do it.
Because I remember there was one point where you were like very blonde.
Yeah.
And that was like noticeably blonde.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I went to, because I go to a salon and I do my hair and all that stuff. So I'm like, I literally asked her, I was like, can we do like highlights? All I want is highlights, you know, like just put a couple of tin foils in my hair and like, let's make it look very boy bandish.
Yeah.
And she...
You definitely have boy band physique.
She, I'm like their manager, the one that touches them.
It's too close to the Nick thing.
Yeah. But she Draco Malfoy'd me. She just totally blonded it.
You were platinum.
I was platinum.
Yeah.
And it looked good. You know, it felt kind of good.
You have like bright blue eyes. If you're just listening, Brennan has very blue eyes. So like, you can pass as Aryan.
Yeah. Thank God. If I ever go to fucking jail. Well, I am Jewish, too.
Yeah.
Half.
Same.
I mean, what side?
My last name's Mead. I'm going to let you guess.
Mead?
Mead.
You're going to let me guess. You're going to let me play this little game that I don't want to play.
Do you think Mead sounds Jewish? Because Sagalow doesn't sound Jewish. I'm assuming your mom is the Jewish one.
No.
Really?
There you go. Not so smart, are you?
No, not at all.
Mr. Mead. Your mom's the Jewish one?
Yeah.
So you're Jewish.
Yes.
My dad's the Jewish one, so... You know, people.
Is Sagalow people a Jewish name? Care.
Yeah.
It's really?
Russian and Jewish. It comes from Sagalov.
Oh, okay. So you're an Ellis Island type.
I guess so. I don't know.
Because Sagalov, I would have guessed, if I'm being honest. My mom's maiden name is Grossman, which is as German as it gets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It means
that's
large
as
man.
Jewish as you get.
Yeah.
Grossman.
Yeah. It's great. There's also my middle name is also Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out there's like a country music singer named Tyler Hilton. And it's one of the few things that I've, like, done preemptive stuff of, like, in case I got, like, a WGA thing. I'm like, do I have to change my name because there's a more famous one than me?
Oh, so is Mead not your last name?
No, Mead is my last name.
Oh, okay.
But before I started comedy, I was like, should I go by Tyler Grossman so they know that I'm Jewish?
That's so funny. Oh, my God. Yeah, usually people change their Jewish last names in show business.
To hide or to be more?
No, to hide, yeah.
Seinfeld famously hiding.
So is Jon Stewart. So is Jeff Ross.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
We only want to claim one of those, but that's fine.
I would claim two of those, Jon Stewart and Seinfeld.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I were Jewish.
I wasn't counting Jewish. Seinfeld in that category. Whether we claim him or not, he's ours.
Yeah. He is so Jewish.
It's so funny whenever I meet someone who's like only exposure to Jewish people is the TV show Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting because like... On the discussion of people's type, the group that always, without knowing they're into Jews, I found, are drag queens. So, like, you'll ask a drag queen, like, what do you like in men? And they're like, short, brown eyes, like, curly hair, a big nose. And I'm like, Jews. And they're like, what about that sounded Jewish? And I'm like...
The whole thing?
Yeah, the entirety of it.
Yeah.
They're like, we like sleep apnea. And I'm like, what's happening?
Oh, well, I do like Jewish women. I think they're very attractive. And just because they speak their mind a lot, which I like, you know. But I also like everybody. I hate when people throw me in a type thing or when people call me like a relationship guy, you know, where it's like, yeah, sometimes you just find someone and you hang out with them for the, you know what I mean?
No. I've been single my whole life.
Have you really?
Yeah, I've never been in a relationship. It does not
work. Why is that?
Don't turn this into a thing on me. Because I'm, well, it's one, because I'm extremely picky, and two, I've talked about this on the podcast plenty. When I'm interested in a person, I like become a psycho, and I'm like, why
really?
Don't we hang out more?
Whoa.
And, like, my mindset is I'm like, if I don't put effort into making this happen, because remember, I'm putting my faith in another man to make and keep plans consistently.
Right.
And I'm like, that's not going to ever happen. So if I'm not putting in the effort, nothing's going to happen. And then because I'm putting in the effort, they're like, well, actually, I don't want this at all.
So have you gotten, you've gone from, like, you've never even been in a relationship. Like,
correct.
You get to the point where if it were to get to that, like, so let's get that next level of exclusivity.
I don't even think I've gotten that close to
label
it.
This exclusivity. You've never even done that?
I've like gone on dates with the same person like a few times, but then it's one of those things where I'm like, I can tell it's just like fizzling out and running its course. I'm like, okay, like,
damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that? But I feel like that's what a relationship is, when it's like, ooh, it's running its course. let's move in together.
Well, I think I'm very picky because I had good relationships modeled. Like, my parents are a very happy couple. Both my brothers are now married to women that, like, mm-hmm. we all like, which I, every time I tell people I hang out with my sister-in-laws without my brothers, people are like, that's weird. I'm like, not really. They're my family now.
Yeah, now.
And I like them. And yeah. I, you know, they're at all of my family.
I could see it being weird. You know, I also think people hanging out with their families is weird.
Yeah, I don't like doing that at all. my family is coming to our show next week, which, if you're in town on April 14th, we're doing Sarah Hartshorn's birthday show at The Stand. Get your tickets now.
And your family's going to that?
Yeah, my parents are in town visiting, and they were like, oh, we've never been to... They've seen me perform, but they've never been to my show. So they're like, well, just get a bunch of tickets. I'm like, that's great, because I'm not giving you a code.
Yeah.
I want The Stand to think that we sell tickets very easily.
Great. Well, do they pressure you into... Like, are they like...
You're going to ask me if a Jewish mother pressures me into being
to
in a
be like, when are you going to...
My mom
give
is also,
us little gay babies.
Yeah. My mom has also, like, very weirdly and expressly been like, well, both your brothers married Goy, so you'll probably be the one who marries Jewish. And I'm like,
whoa.
Oh, really? Is that how it works?
That's so funny to call them Goys.
Yeah.
Because I know that's, like, whatever, but it sounds like a slur when you're talking, hey, you married a Goy.
I say it so often. My mom also, you have to remember, my mom married a Goy.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so who the fuck are you talking
about? Right,
I'm
like, you have an issue with people not marrying Jews all of a sudden? Also, it doesn't matter for me. Like, the rule is broken.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know. Jews seem to be fine with gay people. I've never encountered, like, a bigoted against gays.
Yeah,
Jewish
because
person.
Jews are bigoted against all the time. Well, yeah.
But they're also at the Russian baths, like, right this second.
Getting blown.
Their dick sucked.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Absolutely.
I want to go to a Russian bath.
Just don't go on Sundays.
Is that where?
Men's Day.
That's why they have Men's Day.
Yeah.
So that people make love.
Not love. No one in there
hate.
Is in love. Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. Anyway. But you like, so there's been a pattern. So you're not saying there's a type, but you're
but
saying.
But I don't think so. Anybody that knows me will say yes, but it annoys me because I'm like, they don't know what's going on in my head for all the girls that I find attractive.
What's going on in your head for all the girls you find attractive?
It's just like, oh, I find that person attractive. And they might not be a certain type or whatever. They have to be shorter than me.
you're really hitting on
they
this.
Have to be shorter than me. Because
was there a tall woman who did something to you, or is it just...
The Statue of Liberty.
She ruined my last
name. She ruined
my
life. She ruined my life by keeping me here. She ruined my last name is hilarious. No, I don't feel confident if I'm like looking up and I have to feel confident.
So is there like an amount shorter than you they have to be? Because my brother is like 5'7" and his wife I think is like 5'5", 5'4". So she can't wear certain heels anymore.
Oh.
Because then she would be taller than him.
Yeah. If you're wearing heels, you have to
still be
shorter.
You
have to. I don't know why I'm saying have to, but like.
Because you love making demands of women.
Yeah. I like making demands of anybody. That's how you get
your
waters.
That's how you got water.
That's how you get your waters. Yeah. If they're like a little bit taller than me, I'm like thrown off. So if we're at a wedding and they're wearing high heels and they're taller than me, I'm like, I don't even want to be seen dancing with you, you fucking giant. You freak. So I guess short is the...
Short.
But like, if they're wearing sneakers and she's my height, then that's okay, too. I'm, like, cool with that.
So I can appreciate not maybe having a physical type. Are there any, like, traits or characteristics that you find yourself drawn towards?
Mental issues?
Oh, okay.
Probably.
Keep going. Say more on that.
I always seem to click well with girls who have been in psychiatric facilities.
Interesting. Have you spent any time in a psychiatric facility?
No.
So it's just something you like.
Besides my mother-in-law's house.
Are you married?
No.
Oh, I was like, wait. Also, wait, yeah. Are you in a relationship currently?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm seeing somebody pretty exclusively, but there's no labels or anything like that.
That sure sounds like a relationship, but again, that's coming from someone who's never been in one, so I don't
I have
know.
To be incredibly slow.
Okay.
With, because I have, the past relationships I've had have gone so fast that I find myself like too fast. You know, where you're like, we're moving too fast. We shouldn't be moving in right now together. You know, blah, 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 blah. Like, this is going to end bad. I know how this ends, you know, but I'm still moving forward. So now I'm going incredibly slow.
That's good.
I think. I have no idea. But there's no labels.
Yeah, that's good.
I like being in my 30s and being having no labels, because you don't want to be like, this is my girlfriend.
You know, yeah, I also don't want a girlfriend. if you can believe that.
I think you could get one if you wanted to. You're a handsome guy.
Thank you. As someone who has...
And then you start talking and women are like, oh
he's one of us.
Yeah. he's one of us. Yeah.
No, it's actually funny. I had a couple of like very close friends in college who, like, around the time of graduation, like, confided in me. They were like, I was so sure the night we met that we were going to have sex. And then we hung out a little more and we were like, oh,
like chick friends?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And I was just like, wait, really? And they were like, you were the only guy at the party who was listening to me talk. And I was like, oh, it's really that easy.
It is that easy.
So you've mentioned something that we hit on the podcast. So we always ask what red flags people find themselves attracted to.
Oh, and that's interesting.
It sounds like you have a pretty consistent one.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if you're kind of like... attracted. Well, what's a red flag that I'm attracted to?
You did just because, say Spence did a stint in a mental ward.
Yeah, but I'm not. That's not what's getting me. That's okay. What scares me. If I'm like, oh God. But if they're like, I don't know. I'm kind of changing my ways now. Like, I'm no longer attracted to that. I'm starting to get out of that because I've had issues.
You're how old?
What?
You're how old?
18.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm 32.
Okay, yeah. I have also gotten this where, like, older comics especially have been like, we understand why you're not in a relationship. It's because you're a weird 20-year-old and, like, you'll grow out of this eventually. It sounds like you are on the track that I keep getting told I will be on. So I'm actually thrilled to hear this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fucking, it's a journey, bro. It's not like, you know, love isn't always on time, as they say.
Wow, insightful.
Yeah, that's Toto. So, yeah, but no, it's, that doesn't attract me, but when they're, usually when it's like a good, rapport, when you have like good rapport with someone and you're making them laugh and they're making you laugh and all that stuff. And then they whip out this thing where they're like, yeah, you know, I tried to kill myself 3 months ago. And you're like, oh, okay. That's usually where it goes, where you're like, oh, you know what I mean?
Now I get it.
Yeah. You go, oh, that's why you're so awesome. Because you have fucking horrible mental issues.
You're ready to go at a moment's notice.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that was not like that's attractive, but that was something I might have looked past and still do. I'm like, hey, everybody's got their own fucking issues and all that stuff. But if I can prevent myself from being close to somebody like that, that's kind of where I'm at, where I'm like, I've been there, I've done that. I'm walking away from that.
So that's interesting, because you also were like, how have you not been in a relationship? That's a big part of it as well, where like at the earliest sign of me like noticing something where I'm like, I've noticed this several times. I really don't like it. I don't think that you're going to change.
Right.
Any meaningful. Like, it's funny because I've said this on the podcast too. My dad has like laughed when my brothers or wives are like, well, like, he doesn't fold his laundry, but eventually he'll get there. And he's just like, no, they won't. Like, they're never going to change. People.
He doesn't fold it. They don't fold their
my
laundry?
My oldest brother does not fold his laundry. He just shoves it in a cabinet.
Oh,
he's
my
a lawyer.
God.
He has a kid.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Like, I can't imagine the stress that opening the drawer and being like, and then you have all these, like, wrinkly clothes.
Well, it's not like his work. It's just, it's everything out. My brother will wear, a t-shirt and gym shorts if he's not at work. But otherwise, he has, like, hung up, like, clean.
Right.
And
but if everything is not clean, this is where I'm all fucked up, where if everything is not clean or organized in a way, I start getting into like a depression.
See, that's interesting because you once, as a branded partnership for the company I worked at, sent me a video of your apartment.
Yeah.
And that...
Well, that's when I was living with four other guys.
That makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you were like, I've been thinking about just dumping a thing of bleach on the countertops. Do you think that would work? And I was like, what?
Yeah, well, that's... Now I live alone and I'm like...
Okay, do you still have the bidet?
Gotta be... I haven't even hooked it up yet. Really? I still have it, yeah.
Good, I'm glad you
I still have it, but I didn't hook it up because I'm like, I don't know how. And then...
And there's no instructions.
I know. Well, I was like, I don't. There are instructions, and also there's YouTube and all this stuff. I'm fucking lazy, okay? But this isn't about me being lazy, okay? This is about my type.
Maybe it is about you being lazy with your type.
Maybe.
And then what are some green flags that you look for, would you say?
Green flags, huh? I was gonna make a really just tacky joke.
Say it.
I was gonna go big titch.
We've been waiting for a drink to say that for so long. Thank you so much.
What are green flags? Someone who, for the most part, kind of has their shit together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where it's like.
That kind of explains why you like Jewish women.
Well, yeah, because they're usually like, they have their shit together a little too much. You know, they're like, why don't you? They yell at you for not having your shit together.
Yeah.
Why don't you have your shit together? I like a very Jewish woman.
I like a rabbi, actually.
Yeah. A rabbit. Is that what they call
Laura Silverman is a rabbit.
I like someone who is like trying to better themselves.
Yeah, I think that's
a green flag for me. Like if they don't necessarily have to go to therapy or anything like that, but that's a plus. But or someone who's just like, yeah, I like to meditate and I like to, you know, someone who isn't like a drunk.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, someone who can
isn't
like,
a drunk.
Well,
green flag.
You'd be fucking surprised. You know what I'm saying?
Especially
the women
comedy.
Here in New York City, baby.
Yeah, I also do comedy. I'm aware of how many of our female friends are they're alcoholics.
They're all fucking alcoholics, including me. I'm a fucking alcoholic, but...
You stopped drinking, right?
I stopped drinking, yeah.
How long have you been sober?
3 years. I had 3 years with one relapse.
With an oopsie?
With an oopsie doops. Yeah. Which was very recent, so...
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I got fucking hammered on St. Patrick's Day.
Well...
I'm such a hack, but I just got hammered. I was like, you know, day is nice, da-da-da, all this stuff. You know, my therapist was like, so the day was nice, so you had to, like, ruin it by being in a bar all day? And I was like, yes.
I appreciate everyone's, like, journey. I don't love when people are like, you spent time in a bar? Like, how sad? I'm like, I don't know, like, around friends and, like,
I was alone. I went to a bar alone from 10 to midnight. No, from 3 to midnight, sorry.
Okay.
3 p.m. to midnight, yeah.
That's kind of impressive. What?
I met up with friends at, like, 10. PM.
Yeah, and they were like, what happened?
And I was like, no, I mean, I told one of them, I was like, yeah, I'm relapsing, but the other person didn't know. And I think they still don't know.
Okay.
That, but because I didn't want to go up to them and be like, actually, I did say that. I did say that the other night. The other night I saw the other guy and I went, oh, by the way, that time we got fucking hammered, I was relapsing. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, we're okay. We're all good.
Yeah, you can't ruin the moment.
That's why it was so fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's each is their own, you know, it's each is their own, or what am I trying to say?
To each their own. Yeah.
But for me, he was right when it's like, okay, the day was good, so instead of like going to the park and reading a book.
You can read?
The book would be on audio. And hey, just because you got a little fucking library right there of tilted books that look dirty and dusty as fuck,
does not mean
you get to talk shit about my reading abilities.
I only talk shit about your reading abilities from what I hear you say on stage. Also, you just told me.
I don't
think
I've ever said I don't read a book on stage, but I've also never said I read books.
Yeah, you did just tell me I can't figure out how to install the thing I got sent for free. I don't want to read the instructions.
Well, that's just laziness.
Yeah. And we're back.
And
we're talking about Brennan's not type. We've talked about some green flags.
Green flags I like. Taking care of yourself. good head on your shoulders, maybe a little bit, not like I do, but you know, I don't know. It's just like I've been in the situation of, you know, where like too crazy, sit in Nancy kind of shit, and you're like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be with someone that's like, we're fighting or we're, you know, whatever. Or
seeing couples fight in public is insane.
Oh, it's
to
brutal.
Me.
It's insane. It's like, I will keep that in. If I'm in a couple and we're arguing, I'm like, as soon as we hit public, I'm not arguing anymore. This isn't for everybody else.
Right. It's one of the things that I'm always just like, this seems again, very outside looking in. But yeah. Like, that is the thing where I'm always like, that's crazy.
It's also dangerous. Like, if your chick is yelling at you or whoever, if your person is yelling at you.
Say chick.
Well, I only say women in this because there are fucking guys that will see that and they'll try to step in and be a fucking, like, white knight. Which is always so funny when the couples like yell at the person together.
I think that can be good for the couple.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
It's like,
well, there
excuse
are certain things.
Fucking me.
There are certain things when you're fighting with someone that you can do that kind of ease the tension a little bit. Which is anytime I'm in an argument with somebody and they're like, they say something, I'll just say it back to them. Like, you know that thing where they're like, well, you know, I don't feel seen.
You go, oh, you don't feel seen.
I don't feel seen. Yeah. You know, you do that.
That voice probably really works to your favor. And women probably love it.
Well, I've done that. And then they're, you know, they'll laugh. And then you laugh. And you're like, ah, whatever. And then you get back into the fight. And you're like, you know, once someone's laughing, they can't, like, go back to being like, but really?
Yeah.
It's usually like, all right. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, there's, like, a little bit of, like, a it's taken into, like, a better place.
Well, it's also interesting because I feel like relationships are kind of a unique situation where, like, I don't think a lot of people's personal relationship conversations get as honest as, like, a fight between a couple do.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be mad at my friends and not say anything and be like, I don't care that much. Like, I'm not going to see them for a while. Like,
yeah.
And I'll just let it pass. In a relationship, you kind of have to because it's like,
yeah.
Well, I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
And you're, like, the person.
Right.
So I can't just, like, sit on this because you're here now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I think fighting in, like, in whatever sense that is, serves, like, a very good purpose in relationships. But when you take that outside and subject your friends to it, I'm kind of just like, damn.
Yeah, like, subjecting your friends to it is crazy. If to fight in front of your friends is embarrassing.
Because then it's also like, I don't know, a lot of my friends are in relationships. I love their partners. Like, they all seem very nice. If they broke up tomorrow, I'm like, well, I'm friends with my friend.
Right.
Like, you're great as an addition, but you fight with my friend in front of me, and I'm like,
yeah.
Well, now I have an opinion about your significant other for the rest of your relationship,
right,
and
right.
I can't ever say it.
Right.
I guess that's where we're at.
Completely. To be in a I was in a relationship where when she was mad, she would argue in front of people, like, outside. And you're like, can you just save this for when we get to our own little personal area? Like, this is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
I just don't want to be with someone who fights anymore.
Yeah. That's a big thing. Like, it would be very hard for me to, like, be with a person that I was, like, in any regard where I was, like, embarrassed by. Because, one,
yeah.
I think that's bad to the other person. If you're like, I love you, I'm just embarrassed by you. I think
right.
That's, like,
that's not embarrassed that's on by you, but it's embarrassing to fight with whoever.
Well, right. This isn't about just fighting, but, like, the idea of, like, oh, this person's, like, embarrassing. It's like, no, you should, like, think of this person very highly. And, like, I have
right.
encountered plenty of relationships where I'm like, hey, like,
yeah.
What do you guys like about each other? And, like, are you proud of each other? And do you think this person's really
right.
special? Or are you just like, we're well, riding this one out? Not to, I'm not pointing any fingers.
No, no, you're actually hitting it right on the head with a lot of situations. Like, I was in a relationship where my friends would go, like, where I'd be like, I just love her, and my friends would kind of be like, but why? You know, because it's like, you're always fighting and you're always doing this and this is crazy, and I would just be like, you just don't get it. It's like that love that was, like, cemented in the first couple of months.
Mm.
You know, it's like, yeah, that's what scares me about relationships, because you have that. Every relationship I've been in, you don't see, you're like, There's no way I could be arguing with this person. I fucking love this person. Yep. We get each other. That's why we're in a relationship. We're the fucking team. And then cut to 3-4 months later, you're getting in each other's face because you can't fucking figure out what the issue is. Yep. And there's no, you know, that's another green flag. Someone who can talk through an issue. You know what I mean? Even if it gets a little heated.
These are very evolved green flags, especially for the one who, for the guy who is like, big tits.
Well, yeah, okay. Big tits, gotta go to therapy, and a fat ass.
What do you think of the... There's like a current discourse online of like, therapy makes some people worse.
I don't think so.
Really? I've encountered people who have too much therapy.
Well, I mean, what's worse? Like, someone could be annoying and be like, can I tell you what Glenn said today? Or like, well, can I... get, you know, people can use it as their personality, which... totally happens, you know. I've been in therapy for like 6-7 years. But that first year I was like, you know, I was like, you make it your personality. You're like, you're just like, well, now that I go to therapy, it's like when someone stops drinking for the first couple of months, they're like, now that I'm sober, and you're like, oh, shut up, you know what I mean? But now I'm just like, I personally need therapy. I don't know if it necessarily makes people worse talking out your issues.
Oh, no. It's not
a non-biased person.
It's not like an across-the-board therapy makes people worse. It's the ones who every single behavior and interaction they've ever had, they are actually the person who things are being done to and nothing is ever there at fault.
Sure.
Right.
Therapy can do that.
That's where it gets to it. Because, like, I've had friends who, like, are in therapy, like, multiple times a week.
Yeah.
And then will, like... still have something to complain to me about, and I'm just like, how?
That's how filled are you to the brim of needing to talk about your problems that you go to therapy twice a week, and then you still corner your friends, and you're like, can I just say something?
And it's like, well, you could have started with, how are you? But I guess we'll listen to you talk now.
Right, 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 yeah. I mean, I could see that. I could see therapy being a thing where, like, when you do it, the therapist makes it like you're never wrong. Yeah. You can be in a lot of situations where the therapist is like, yeah, but you weren't, you know, like, it's just kind of appeasing you. Luckily, my therapist kind of calls me out. Like, he'll do that where I'm like, he'll have a little bit of that where I'm like, well, I just think that maybe what I was doing was selfish because blah, 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 blah. And he'll be like, it's not fucking selfish. You did it because da-da-da-da-da. And then that's pretty cool because you can be like, oh, yeah. Like, a good therapist helps you realize you have worth.
Yes.
Where some therapists, I think, are like, will, like, take you out of any kind of fault.
Yes.
That's
kind of what I was getting at.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, my therapist will call me out.
I did therapy for, I think, like, 2 or 3 months last year, and then I got laid off from my job and lost my health care, so I stopped doing it. I went to a gay, like, clinic, and they matched me with their one straight guy, because the guy who interviewed me was like, I actually think this will be a...
Really?
Good, yeah. And I wasn't like, it has to be a gay guy. I was just like, oh, no. This would be interesting to, like... And he had a lot of, like, gay clients. And I talk so much that, like, half of the session would be, like, me explaining out loud my thinking about something, and then also being like... But I guess if I look at it this way, it was actually a good thing that I did. And
right.
The therapist would just sit there and be like, mm-hmm. I was like, are you going to tell me anything? And he was like, do you need to hear anything other than what you said? Because it was pretty spot on. And I was like, I got to stop paying you for this.
But to be honest, that could be, I mean, what's the difference between that and going to like
podcasting?
Exactly. Or like going to one of those bars where you in the back you can put on a jumpsuit and destroy glass, and that kind of gets that thing out. Like, I would pay for that. My therapist is awesome, but if I also sat there and I had that critical thinking that you're talking about, and he was just like, seems like you nailed it on the head, I would pay for that. Yeah. I'd be like, okay, so yeah, you agree. Like, I would pay to have somebody listen and be like, and like, if they not lie to me, but legitimately be like, I think you got it, I'd be like, okay, that was worth $50.
It was. The two genuinely funny things my therapist said to me, both were in the first session.
Yeah.
Because I, like, went in and I was like, all right, like, I, like, told him a little bit about myself, and I was like, the thing that I'm kind of here for is I have found myself muttering, like, I should kill myself like a good like 13 times a day, which seemed high.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that a bad thing? And without him like looking up from like this patient intake form, he was like, not unless you have plans. I was like,
what? Well, I guess he's right. I mean,
well, right. He was like, that's called passive ideation. He was like, everyone has that. Don't worry about it. And I was like, cool.
Maybe not
like,
worry about it. Yeah. So I have that same thing with the phrase, I hate my life.
Yeah.
So I'll walk around being like, I hate my life. I hate my life. And I realized when I was saying it more, I was believing it more. And I actively, like, I remember being like, stop saying this.
Yeah.
Like, stop saying this because you're kind of like leaning into it. And it sucks. Yeah. And once I stopped saying it, I was like, the depression that came from that thought kind of eased itself a little bit more. So your therapist is fucking wrong.
Yeah, no, he was great. but also, I've realized like the times where I'm like saying it a lot is like if I'm stoned by myself and not doing anything, and I'm like, oh, I'm just not gonna do that as much.
Yeah,
there you go.
That
makes me anxious.
If I'm stoned and alone, I'm like, I love my life.
Well, I switched to indica, which helped. The other one was it was again the first session. I was explaining to him, I was like, I have this insecurity because I hang out with like plenty of gay guys. I also hang out in the comedy world, and like in gay world, my friends are like, why do you hang out with straight guys? I'm like, what?
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, because we work together and we have common interests and they're nicer to me than any of you guys are. And they actually want to hear my thoughts. And they're like, that's weird. And I'm like, you guys suck.
I didn't know that that was like a...
It's gay men.
I didn't know that that happened. I didn't know that gay guys would be like, why do you hang out with straight dudes?
It's very much like a New York, like very inundated homosexual thing. But I was explaining to my therapist, I was like, I don't go to these big parties. I'm not like going to orgies a lot. I'm not doing all of these like party drugs and like doing all this stuff. And because of that, like my gay friends don't invite me to a lot of stuff because that's what they're going to do. And like, I'm all for it. I just don't do drugs. So like most of those parties revolve around like, you do Molly, you do ketamine, you do this, you do that, and then you go to like an afternoon and you do a lot of cocaine, and then you have a lot of sex, and it's like, I can't, I need to be in bed by like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I can't do that. And like, that was the thing that got my, and my therapist was like, okay. And I was like, I don't know. I just feel insecure that I like can't hang with gay guys because they're all going to think I'm boring. And this straight guy who's in his like mid-30s put down his clipboard and he's like, do you understand that every other client of mine is a gay man in his 40s who's realizing that none of their relationships are meaningful because they're all fueled around drugs and alcohol, and they're now realizing in their 40s they can't do that five nights a week, so they're freaking out about, like, why don't I have any real friends?
He was
like, you're fine. He was like, I've never had a dumb concerns. He didn't call my concerns dumb, but he was like, you're being...
That's like, funny to say it like that.
Right,
I feel like most
you're worried
therapists...
Because you're
would be like, you know, I have a client that feels this way. But to be like, you know, every other person I see is a fucking idiot for this reason. You're like bitching about the complete opposite.
Right. I'm worried because I'm like, what if people don't think I'm fun? And he's like, but you don't think that's fun. And I was like, I know, but I want people to think I'm fun. And he was like, other people might.
Right.
Not the ones. But I'm like, but I want to have sex with the people who think that's fun.
Right.
So that's
right.
Kind of the problem.
Another green flag that I find attractive.
Ooh.
Hardworking.
Yes.
Hardworking. Someone who I don't mind if somebody bitches about, like, especially in the career that we have. I don't mind if somebody bitches. But if you're like not doing anything about it, that is a quick road to me being like, fuck you forever. Because I'm like cool to be like whatever shoulder you need, whatever you want to bitch about, whatever, whatever. But if it becomes like, can I ask you for advice? And then I'm like, okay, yeah. And then they're like, da 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 da, and they still don't do it. You're like, well, fuck you.
Yeah.
I hate, don't, you know, it don't, it's like, how are you bitching about comedy when you don't write? It's one of those where it's like, yeah, you're not doing anything.
I had a call with a comedian like last year around this time just to like ask for general advice because she was a lot more established, and I got laid off like right after I had this call with her.
Yeah.
And so I had all this advice
right after.
Right.
Oh, whoa.
So like I had all this advice written down and I was like, okay, I need income before I can do any of this. And then I was unemployed for a very long time and I was so scared of running into her because I was like, I just bothered you for this time and I'm not doing any of the things that you told me to. And so like, it's going to look like I'm just a jackass.
Yeah, but you have an excuse.
Right. But I did. you know that thing where it's like, I don't want to then give an excuse. But yeah. Now I'm like a year later finally applying all of that. And yeah. I saw her and I was just like, don't say anything about it. Don't say anything.
Did she ask? Was she like, hey, so how's everything going?
No, she was so friendly. I mean, she's always very nice. There's just this thing with if I'm going to ask another comic like a favor like that, of, yeah. like, give me advice. I'm like, if the perception ever flips, because like there are a lot of comics who are much more established and are very nice to me. And I'm always just like, I don't know what I did for this. But, it's great. But like if I lost any of their favor, I would just be like, I fucked up so fucking bad.
Yeah.
Because again, like I feel like a lot of people have always been like, oh, like I'm too scared to talk to this person. I'm like, I'm not. I think they'll be nice to me.
Right, yeah. And as long, I mean, if you're taking up someone's time, I guess it's
yeah, apply a
thing. But, so, but if you're like, yeah, you should apply it, yeah.
This is an interesting question. What do you think, and let's keep it to around three of each.
Okay.
What do you think are your biggest red and green flags?
That's personally? Interesting. Yeah. I guess red flags would be a little bit easier.
Everyone starts with red flags. Yeah, comedians red flags are like, I actually have easier. About 45 minutes about right. my red flags. Can I only no. list three?
Red flag is I'm kind of walled up emotionally in a way. I mean, okay. I'm open and I try, but like I think someone could quickly think I don't care about them anymore.
Oh, okay. Why do you say it? In what sense?
If just like, you know that feeling of like, does this guy like me anymore?
Yeah.
I think I can.
I'm actually really familiar with that.
I think I can give that vibe off because I'm walled up emotionally. So it's hard for me to say how I feel. Like, it takes me forever to say I love you to someone. It takes me forever to let them, like, they might always be asking if I'm like thinking about getting out.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, what's he? Is he? He's getting at the end of his rope with this. But really, I'm just kind of like not express saying how I feel or whatever. So that might be one, a little walled up. When I get into fights, I have a fight or flight kind of situation where, and I'm working on this, where I want to be, I have to slow down because I have to take a second where I go like, and kind of like, acknowledge who I'm talking to, what the situation is, how they might feel, how I feel about it. Like, I can get really angry very quickly.
Okay.
You know? I mean, I'm a little bit better at it than I used to be. Like, last relationship, I was fighting all the time, but you had to get me there.
Yeah.
Whereas now, I'm like, I want to be a little bit more, I'm a little, like, not, I'm not as mature with my anger. You know what I mean? Like, the anger goes off.
Yeah.
So, I have to, I want to be like an adult that can be like, you know, like if I was talking to a baby or something, if I was talking to like a 4-year-old who was like, you know, fucking around or something, you're not going to yell at them.
Yeah.
Like you're going to be like, you might be a little stern, but you're not going to like, I get into fights a lot. Like if I'm with a stranger and they cut me in line or something, I'll be like, hey, get in the fucking back or whatever. And if they're like, I'll be like, you want to fucking go? I'll immediately jump to let's fight. Which is awful at 32 years old. You know what I mean?
Have like, you been in a lot of physical fights?
Yeah. I've been in tons of fights. I mean, you know,
I don't check.
That happens.
I'm
that
not like, I'm not a nurse. I don't see you after you've been in a fight and I'm like, Brendan, again? Like, I see you outside of a comedy club hanging out.
I also don't look like I would get into fights a lot.
Right. Like, my perception of you, like, I have a very hang oriented perception of you where, like, every time I've seen you at least, you're around other comics, you're hanging out at a comedy club,
yeah.
and you're like, kind of, you're not like the center of a conversation, but
right.
you have a good grounding aspect to you, where like, I think multiple people feel comfortable being like, well, he's not really going anywhere, so like, we can all hang out.
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, if I get into like, if I can, I don't know how to diffuse an argument. Like,
okay.
I can bring it to that next level of like, you know, if I'm like sassy to them or something and they're like, what'd you say? And I'm like, you heard me. Like it can get to there very quickly where we're pushing each other at where I'm slapping something out of their hands or whatever. Unless it's a girlfriend, because I'll never, you know, I would never put hands on anybody. But that conversation can get to like, it can get, you start spitting venom in your words when you send them or whatever the fuck that line is in that Eminem song. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know all of
that whole music. Love the Way You Lie. It's a popular song.
Yes.
The Love You the Way You Lie, that's kind of the vibe.
I don't
without hurting each other.
I feel like you can actually make a safe homophobic assumption about me that I'm probably not the biggest Eminem fan.
Right, sure. Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Right. Yeah, so it could get to that place, like not the scratching each other, punching each other, or whatever, but being like saying some fucking whack shit.
Quick to
be like, I'll ruin your day, I'll ruin your life. Like I'll say something that you're like, you'll have to be like, man, that was harsh, dude. That can make you hate me, and that's what I don't like to do. I want to be calm, I want to be cool, collect. So. Like, I can get to there, which is why I need to be with someone who doesn't fight. Because if you're down to fight, that makes me feel like you don't love me anymore. Like, if somebody wants to argue with me or raise their voice at me, my brain goes, oh, you don't love me, and fuck you. Then you're wasting my time, and I'll break up with you right now.
Okay.
And I'll just break up with them right away and be like, fuck you. You know, you don't – if you don't want to figure this out, then – and you just want to yell at me, then fuck you. Like, we don't have to – I didn't know you 2 years ago. You know what I mean? I've said that to someone, like, I didn't even know you a year ago, and you're getting in my face about something. So what's another red flag? Fat. Fat guy.
That's such a funny pivot. You're like, I'm quick to anger, and I will go for venomous things. Also, I'm a little chubby.
I'm a little chubby. Little husky. No, that's fine. I think some ladies like that.
They do. Some gay guys like that too.
Yeah, that's why there's a whole category for gay guys.
Yeah, bears.
Yeah, there's no straight word for fat guy.
Married.
Oh, waka waka.
Yeah. give me some green flags now. We've heard about how terrible and fat you are. I'd like to hear some good things.
Green flag is
you can go with the obvious.
What's the obvious?
You're very funny.
I'm funny, sure. I'm good with families.
I can see that.
I'm pretty good with families. Green flags. Jesus.
Come on. Say something nice about yourself. You're in therapy for 6 years. You haven't figured out how to say something nice?
No.
Oh.
No.
We gotta up that therapy.
I'm recently trying to be as honest as possible. You know, I'm loyal. I don't cheat. I don't do none of that stuff. If I get into a relationship, especially because I don't drink now, so it's like, what am I going to cheat sober? That's crazy. So I'm loyal, a good friend. And, you know, I think when I'm with somebody, I really want to give them the best life.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I want them to like, I want to like take, when I'm with somebody, I'm like, let's go. I want to take you all the places you've never been before. If I had the money, I would do that, but I don't, you know.
No, that's why you're here.
Oh, I didn't know this paid.
No, it doesn't. I offered you a coffee and water.
Fuck, I should have got the coffee.
You really
should. Like, when I was on the subway, I was like, I should have asked him for a fucking coffee. Do you have any more of that, or is what? Did you have to go down and buy that?
No, I made it in the like mocha pot, but I also have an espresso machine, so I can make like instant coffee.
Maybe before I
leave. Yeah, I can get you
a little Nespresso date.
We love Nespresso. If they want to sponsor the podcast, I'm very obnoxious. I'm right in there with your target audience.
Also, I don't know. Would you call like, I think I'm attractive. Is that like a green flag?
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm attractive.
That's good.
That's two green flags.
That's actually something I'm always curious about because I don't, with gay guys, obviously, like, you can tell when a gay guy thinks they're attractive because they post about it all the time.
Right.
Like, and I'm not saying this judgmentally. I'm equally guilty of this. Like,
right,
I know
posting,
what
posting like your cum gutters.
I don't have those, but thank you. Right. And also like, it's just, unfortunately it's an algorithm thing. Like me posting comedy will not perform. Me posting shirtless being like, come to a show. People respond.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, every time.
Hmm.
I can't, if I post like, here's where I am. No one cares.
Yeah.
If I'm like shirtless, all of a sudden it's like,
right.
Okay. Now we'll listen.
Yeah.
But I don't always, and I feel like it's because there's like maybe a little bit of a societal thing. I don't think straight men are always encouraged to like feel attractive necessarily. Like I feel like a lot of straight, like the equal version of it is like, I think straight men a lot of the time feel like they have value to women. Rather than are like
100%
physically attractive to women.
100%. That's very true.
But it sounds like you feel sincerely attractive, which I think is a good thing. Because
sometimes
I have been in a hookup situation before where the guy was like very attractive.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hook up with someone I don't find attractive. I think that's weird.
Right.
And he kept saying something like, I can't believe this is happening. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, I just think you're really hot. And I was like, okay, I think you're hot too. Like,
right.
But he kept like saying it during sex. And I was just like, now this isn't attractive.
Yeah. Because
now this is just bad.
It feels insecure.
It is.
You know.
I don't like, yeah.
I get a kick off of, like, I would never, even if I was with somebody, you know, every girl, woman that I'm with is like 10 times out of my league. But I get a kick out of them thinking that about me.
Yeah.
You know, like I get a kick out of being like, I would never say, I can't believe this is happening. Because in my head, this is how fucking narcissistic I am when it comes to that shit. If we're having sex and I'm having sex with somebody who's like incredibly attractive, this is going to sound crazy. But there's a part of me that's like, yeah, this makes sense.
Oh, no.
This makes sense. Now, I'm not saying they should be like, I can't believe this is happening. But I'm like, yeah, of course.
No, in my head, I'm like, I put in the work to make this happen. I was charming and I like.
I was charming. I'm not autistic. I'm funny. I can hold up a fucking conversation.
Yeah, 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
I thought you said you were honest. No, but there's so many people, especially in comedy, where you go, and for years I was like, am I horrible at conversation? Because everyone here seems to be really bad at this. And then I just realized, I was like, oh no, everyone's bad at this. Everyone's bad at talking to people. I'm the only one that knows how to fucking talk to somebody.
No, I found that out in like my early 20s, especially like going to gay bars.
Yeah.
Because everyone's instant reaction to like seeing a 22-year-old is like, you're so young. And I'm like, okay, well, what does that make you?
Right.
And they'd all be like, the fuck is your problem, kid? And I'm like, you're the one who came in here and started with like trying to like talk down to me.
Right.
How do you think I'm just going to be like, oh, I don't know anything. Tell me about what the 90s were like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's so funny. How old are you?
28.
Oh, well. Yeah.
I'm not. That's the other thing. I'm not that young anymore. And people are still like,
no, you are
a baby.
You're still young. I mean, I'm still young.
I agree. But I'm like, I'm also the youngest of 3 boys.
Oh.
So I was also surrounded by older people all the time.
Right.
Because I have a 3 and 6 year age gap with my brothers. So like,
right.
I don't think anything of it, of like hanging out with people who are older than me. They're Gen Z kids do. I've like real, especially like gay ones. Like,
really?
Gen Z. Oh.
They're like, I don't want to be around an old guy.
Yeah. Someone who's 26. And it's like,
Jesus,
what the
Christ.
Fuck are you talking about? It's so funny when like young gay guys are ageist, and I say this as someone who was just saying how I was snotty to older gay guys, but like, because if you talk to anyone over 40, they're like, do you understand that it's actually a really nice thing that some of us are old? You little shit.
Yeah, don't you realize how rare it is that some of us are old?
Right. Yeah, have you noticed there aren't actually a bunch of them? It's like something happened.
Also, wouldn't you want to have to be able to have a discussion with somebody who has gone through the same trials and tribulations as you have with your, you know, ethnicity, or what do you call it? Your
sexuality.
Your sexuality. Don't you want to have somebody who's like older and wiser that can be like, yeah, you're going to experience this and that and da da da. So you have all these gay guys that have this thought of like, oh my God, you know, when it hits, like, did I waste my life? Holy shit. All I was doing was going to these orgies and blah, blah, blah. It's like, maybe you could have spoke to an older guy.
Well,
and that was like, yeah, maybe settle down.
I think the experience has actually got like, it's because things have gotten more progressive. I think the experience is very different. So I still think being closeted, like no matter what age you are, like has to fuck you up. Because like, you're like, I can't tell anyone about this. This sucks.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I don't want people to know it. I think no matter what, being closeted is always going to be an issue. But now, like, there is so much, like, representation, and there's ways to find people, like, the internet. Like, so I think a lot of these younger kids are coming out a lot younger, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But I think because of that, they're like, what are you guys talking about? It's like, oh, shit, no one was ever mean to you. Like,
right.
Which they should be. like, Mateo has a joke about that where he's like, I'm so happy for all these kids. Like, but part of me does want to shake them and be like, You go sit under your bed and listen to Madonna and cry like the rest of us.
Right,
like,
right, right.
Have some fucking struggle. And it's like.
That's so true.
Yeah. And then these are also the ones who are like, I don't want to see naked gay guys at a pride parade. And it's like, okay, then don't go.
Yeah.
That's like the whole thing.
Kind of what it
is. It's the fun part. Like,
it's like going to the Irish parade and be like, I don't want to see guys in kilts. You're like, well, that's just kind of what it is.
Aren't kilts Scottish?
Yeah, but in the Irish parade, they wear kilts, too.
Oh, good for them.
You've never been to the Irish, the St. Patrick's Day parade?
No, I generally try to avoid that. I went to the one in New Orleans
when
I lived there.
You've never been to that parade? Not once?
I think I've been to SantaCon.
I mean, it is.
Yeah, that's not, again.
But it's also not. Like, it's SantaCon in the bars. But if you're, like, you know, just on the street, and there's a bunch of guys with, you know,
I lived in New Orleans for 4 years. I'm a little paraded out still. do you know how many fucking parades there are in New Orleans? It's not just
like
Mardi Gras. No, it literally every weekend somehow there is a parade. And I had a car senior year. So the number of times I would be get groceries and then I would get stopped in traffic by like all of the parade cart floats being moved. So they're not even like doing a parade. They're just trying to get to the parade route.
Oh, my God.
And they can only move, like, 6 miles per hour. So it's like, well, I'm going to die here. And this
right. There should be one specific road that has parades.
There's
so you
every
can avoid
single
it.
Parade has a different route.
Ugh.
So, like, you have to move around during Mardi Gras to, like, go to different parades. There, I was also never the person waking up at 6 a.m. to go catch coconuts for Zulu, which I don't know if that makes any sense
that
to
makes
you.
No sense
right.
to me.
It, yeah. It
but
was,
it's funny. It's a funny sentence.
Right. It, and, like, that was a thing where my friends were like, what do you mean you don't want to stay out till 6 a.m. drinking and then go to a morning parade in the rain and get a coconut? And I was like, what the fuck
like
are you
like a real coconut?
Yeah, because every crew that they're, like, the group has different, like, specialty throws. So, like, everyone throws beads. They're called throws.
Sure. Okay.
And so, like,
yeah, for a guy who hates parades so much, you know a lot about them.
I was, because I went to so fucking many.
Okay.
And also, the St. Patrick's Day parade in New Orleans, the signature throw is cabbage. So, like.
What? That's so weird to throw shit out into the fucking crowd that aren't beads.
Right. Wow. Well, if you go for Southern Decadence, which is, like. I don't want to call it a pride event because it's just a sex event. you get beads that have like little bottles of Swiss Navy lube on them.
Oh,
like,
my
just go have
God.
Fun.
Oh,
like,
my
people
God.
People are fucking in the streets. And they're
good
like,
for them.
Yeah. Oh, decadence is wild. Don't go.
Here's another red flag. Jealousy. I mean, not me.
Okay.
No, I don't. I get a little bit of jealousy if someone. Because, you know, all guys want is you know, to fuck. So when you see someone that you're dating talking to a guy at a bar, and, like, part of me just goes, like, come on, you don't know what they – you think this is just a regular conversation? I mean, maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe that's wrong to even say. But I'm just, like, I look at it, and I'm like, yeah, don't – you're talking too long. You know what I mean? I get a little bit of that. But I don't – I would never tell somebody, like, you can't talk to guys.
No.
But I get that feeling in me where I'm like – I'm like, yeah, they're talking a little bit too long.
Oh, I've you know? When I've been interested in people, the thing that gets me is always like,
but when someone
why aren't
like,
I the person you want to talk to?
Right.
Like, and that drives me nuts because I'm like,
and jealousy could be a little like, it's never, it could be like cute, I guess, but it's never like, you know, for the most part, it's like, it gets a little annoying after a while.
That, so again, not having been in a relationship, that's the thing that I always like think about with like open, because every single gay friend of mine in a relationship
is open
and oh. I think it's great. I
my God,
it's like, and usually it's after like years of being together and being monogamous and having
yeah.
like a pretty healthy conversation, but that's the thing that always plays in my head. I'm like, if I invited my theoretical non-existent boyfriend over one night and he was like, oh, I'm actually going to go like fuck this dude, there would be a part of me that was like,
yeah.
You don't want to hang out with me?
It's 100% that. Like, I'd be like, yeah. Because
it's not
I
even about
never.
The sex thing. Like, no. I think it's kind of hot when a guy, like, fucks around a lot.
Really?
I'm pro that. Yeah, I like a slut. they're fun. But yeah. It's that thing of, like, I want you to be that and enjoy that and have all that. But also, like, sometimes I'm going to be, like, very needy and, like,
yeah.
need you to.
I don't like that at all.
At all.
No. I maybe like that if the person that I'm with is like, yeah, you don't do that. I don't want to do that. But even that, I would be like, oh, I feel weird. I don't want to do that. But if they were like, bring someone over and maybe we'll fuck them together, which I've never done. But
you've never been in a threesome?
No.
Really? Have you tried?
No, not really.
Interesting.
I've never even like asked anybody that I've been with for a while, like, hey, can we bring someone else in here every once in a while?
Well, I'm always curious because like, I feel like it's such a thing.
Yeah.
For straight people. Like straight people.
Straight people love to
talk about threesomes.
Yeah.
A lot.
Makes them feel like deviants.
And gay guys will just very casually be like, oh, you should meet my husband.
Three. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like I've had
three
that,
is the minimum.
Right. I've had that happen where like I hooked up with a guy and he was like, that was really fun. I really want you to meet my husband. And I was like, okay, cool. And then we all had sex. And I was like,
whoa,
that was cool.
Yeah,
that
is cool. Yeah, it is cool. I mean, also, but also.
It's nice to get an endorsement.
Yeah. But also, like, I don't know. I guess I'm a little old school. But I was like, I wouldn't want another guy in there. Not for any, like, homophobic reason. But, like, I don't want, like, I don't know. To me, I got to be the guy.
That's fine.
Like, I want to be the person that puts a penis in you and that feels and you like that. I don't want to see another you enjoying another one. You know what I mean?
You don't
want to
be a spectator.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair. And also, I don't think anyone should have to have a that's a very funny thing with gay guys where it's like, what do you mean you don't want to have a threesome? And it's like, you can't get mad at that.
Yeah, like, you can't get mad at someone being like, no, I just don't want to do that.
Yeah. It's goofy. this is a question Sarah always asks, and I think it's very interesting.
Okay.
And the breakdown has been pretty telling.
okay.
How often would you say that you see someone in real life and are attracted to them? Like you find them attractive.
Just by seeing them?
Yeah.
Just by looking at them?
Yeah.
All the time.
Thank you.
All the time.
So Sarah is like, it happens maybe once a month.
For her?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think it's because she's in a different life phase. Admittedly, she has a kid. She's married. Like,
yeah.
All of that. And plenty of women that we've had on have been like very similar. And
really?
Then I've texted a couple of my gay friends and I was like, hey, like no judgment on this, but like how often? And every guy is like, what are you talking about? Multiple times a day.
Yeah.
Every day.
It's all the time.
We live in New York. I can't escape it. Like,
yeah, it's all the time. I'm always seeing people that I'm attracted to. I'm actually at a place now where I'm attracted to them. And then my brain is like, I mean, this is like horrible, but my brain is like, yeah, but what's fucked up about them that if you even tried to like what how are they going to try and ruin your life?
Oh, I don't go that far. But with gay guys, I am just like, OK, hold on. Like before we get like too crazy, especially at like my
dude,
especially at my gym where I'm like, OK, this is a person who's in insanely good shape.
Yeah.
If we had a 5-minute conversation, I could probably cure myself of being attracted to you. Thank
you. Oh, really?
Oh, I mean,
you're like, oops, whoops.
I mean, look, to be in the extreme good shape of like a ripped gay guy who's mm-hmm. like busting out of their clothes, like you have to understand how much of their life it takes up. Like I've
yeah.
tried kind of half-heartedly to get there, but like everything they eat is like considered like their drink. I mean, there are a lot of gay guys, like if you see those like really big buff
yeah.
like roided out gay guys, chances are they don't drink. They do G because it's less calories.
Really?
Like that is I didn't even realize that until recently, because like I would see these like big they're called circuit gays, and like they do
yeah.
GHB because it's like a dropper with water,
right?
It can kill you.
That's crazy.
But their whole thing is they're like, well, alcohol is too many calories. I'd get fat. And it's like,
what about vodka?
Too many calories.
What?
Yeah.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that's to me is wild.
Yeah, but like that's the thing. It's like so much of your mental energy
yeah.
goes into your appearance. Like, so yeah. what's left of your mental energy is maybe not always going to be the most fun and interesting to talk to. Because again, like
right.
I am a big believer in like, I think it helps to have been unattractive at some point in your life. Like, in any way, or just to not have been like cool and hot and popular.
Yeah.
Because like, especially in gay circles, you meet people who like have like 30,000 Instagram followers, don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's always the biggest.
Yeah. Threat. They're like, just like Instagram models or whatever.
Right. And like brands send them free stuff. And
right.
it is just like, you talk to them and you are like, you have been getting such a positive feedback loop on
yeah.
everything you've ever done.
Yeah.
Because you're hot. And, like, that's how we end up with TikTokers who start doing comedy, because I'm like,
yeah.
oh, no. Like, everyone
Right. It's that thing of like at a party, like a hot guy, everyone's laughing at his jokes because they're like,
right, because he's hot.
Do whatever you want. Like, please just go home with me. And it's like,
when you're when you're ugly or not
ugly,
when you came up with a little bit struggling, you have that humbleness, like of like, yeah,
not
it
me,
can,
but, you know.
It could all. Well, not you. You're the, you're the exception that proves the rule.
Yeah,
but you, most people have that. Like, well, I know what it's like to not be enjoyed at all.
Yeah,
you know, just by my presence only.
Although I'm kidding. I was a closet gay kid in high school.
No,
I know.
Know
what it's like to not be liked.
No,
at
I
all.
Know. I know. I know. I know.
I can everybody actually tell that you came up unlikable.
I was actually very likable. You know,
I believe that.
I think everybody. I think it's a problem because I get dark when I'm alone, and I'm like, and I kind of wish people just didn't like me. How hilarious is that? That's something like Charlie D'Amelio would say. Because I wish that people didn't like me. And then she would get dragged on TikTok for
I
that.
Do like when you do other comic impressions. Because it's usually the same voice.
Yeah. So there was something I was going to fucking say. And I completely forgot. Forgot what we were talking about.
We were talking about being ugly as a kid.
Yep. Don't know. Oh, but yeah, I get that thing of that I get attracted so quickly to someone, just a random person on the street. I'll be like, oh my God, she's beautiful.
Well, that's the other thing. We live in New York. Like,
yeah.
I forget who's, I think it might be like an old Amy Schumer joke, but she was like, in New York, the range is not 0 to 10, it's 0 to 15.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's crazy. Cause she's like, if you felt good about yourself somewhere, like, it just changes when you get here.
Right. Right. I've never had a celebrity until recently that I was like, oh my God, I have to jerk off.
See, different level, but like I only very recently had my first like big like I thought plenty of celebrities were hot, but this is the first time I've been like in love with a celebrity. I'm like, this is crazy. This is bad. Who's your
like having an actual celebrity crush? I bet you can guess. I mean, this woman, Sydney Sweeney, has come out and I'm like, oh my God. Like, I was like, this is like she's just a girl. If I were to see her anywhere else, I'd be like, wow.
It's that cartoon wolf that like kills himself because he's so horny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, my tongue's coming out and everything.
She really has like her foot on straight men's neck.
She's got us all in a chokehold. But I've never had a celebrity crush. Like, I've always had like, you know, people are like, who's your, if you were, you know, when you're in a relationship, it's like, who's your hall pass? And I legitimately never had one. I was like, I mean, I guess anybody. You know, you make one up. Rihanna, I guess. She's hot.
Good choice.
Zooey Deschanel for a minute. I was
interesting.
Like, yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yes.
But, I mean, yeah, Sydney Sweeney has every straight guy in a fucking chokehold right now.
I feel like, in my mind, like, the women who are, like, taking over, because gay is obviously obsessed with female celebrities, like, and it's always interesting who like gets that cross section.
Yeah,
she's very much in there. Megan Thee Stallion is the one where I'm like,
really?
Oh, I mean, most straight guys I've talked to, where I'm like, who do you think is like the hottest person alive right now? The answers I've consistently gotten, Sydney is the new answer.
Yeah,
but it was like
Megan Thee Stallion
and Dua Lipa came up a lot.
Dua Lipa, yeah, Yeah. I have a buddy who's obsessed with Dua Lipa. Always sending her like swims shit to my our like DMs. He's like, check this out.
Oh, that's, I didn't know that was a thing straight guys did.
Straight guys
just
do
show
that.
Each other.
Well, I don't know.
Jerk off to.
I don't even think it's like jerking off. Because that would be weird. If they sent and they were like, I'm going to jerk off to this tonight. Then you're like, well, don't do that. But there is like a, look how fucking hot this person is.
Oh, I mean, I also do that with my gay friends all the time.
Exactly. So why don't you take that judgment and check it at the door?
Well, I only think it's weird because when...
Okay, Ty. Anybody ever call you Ty?
Not really. People don't do that. I wasn't well-liked enough to have nicknames. But no, it's just funny because like, if gay guys are doing that, there's also usually an undertone of, and I'm trying to have sex with you. Because, like, if you're talking about something
really?
Of a sexual nature...
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, because you can connect the dots and be like,
right,
you think this is hot, I think
hot.
That's hot.
Yeah.
We could jerk off together to this. And
right.
For straight guys, that's gay. For gay guys, that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. If I were to jerk off with my straight friends, I think it would be gay.
I would
gay.
Make fun of you so much.
It would be gay.
Yeah.
Not like I haven't before, but...
Interesting.
I think every kid, when you're, like, in middle school you jerk off with your friends. I know a lot of people that have done that.
I know.
Have you done that?
I mean, as an adult, but in like a much gayer way.
Not, but like, well, not I think as an adult.
As someone who was like,
as like a kid,
probably who like had some awareness of I'm probably gay. I was like, I'm not gonna do that. That's so gay,
right?
Whereas like straight guys are like,
we're like, yeah, let's just put on some porn and kind of touch ourselves a little bit.
I was talking to
a dude in seventh grade
in a bar at one point, and he was like, yeah, my cousins would watch porn together, and he was like, and one time I like saw that and was like, whoa, and he's gay, so he's like. Obviously, the part that I thought was hot was everyone was jerking off.
Right,
but he was he was like, "This is crazy."
Right, that is interesting though. So you said, "Yeah, like I guess you can do that with anybody that you're trying to fuck." Is like, you go, "Look how I'm attracted to something." You know, once you tell someone like, "Look," that's like kind of a little bit of a you know, you're planting a seed of like,
"Oh, and they
I
plant
find
seeds.
Things attractive." Oh yeah, and gay guys love planting seeds. There should be a gay bar called Planting Seed. Or something.
I'm trying to think.
The seed plant.
Well, there's one called Verz right now, and that's like...
Verz?
Like versatile.
Oh.
It's short for versatile. It means you bottom or top.
Oh.
There have been some pretty egregious gay bar names.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Rawhide was the like gross one in New Orleans.
Rawhide.
Rawhide. My friend was telling me he used to park his car outside of Rawhide. He was also gay, but like,
yeah, which also sounds like something that sounds like gay. Sounds gay.
Yeah, and he said he went in there to like
Rawhide.
He went in there to like use the bathroom and then like come right out, like just a quick in and out, like nothing,
right.
Not trying to like hook up with anyone. And he was like. When I got back into my car, I like reached for my car keys and I found a folded up napkin in my pocket. And it was like, it was just a phone number and the words written, I want to clot your beard.
Whoa.
Right. Oh. And I was like, that's also, God. You're going to sneak that into someone's pocket that discreetly. Just say it at that point.
Man, when some people are so descriptive when they want to, fuck.
Clot your beard.
Clot your beard.
That's a lot.
That is so much.
It's a target.
My God.
I'm trying to think if, well, so. On the topic of like celebrities, so we've kind of talked about you don't have like a super specific type.
Yeah.
Is there a like actress who would like play your, who would you like cast as your,
like my girlfriend?
Yeah. Pretty
or
much.
Wife or whatever.
Yeah. Where you're like, I think, and not just based on like,
what's
oh
the
my
movie God. About?
You.
My life?
No, just you're, you know.
It would have to be multiple.
You're in it.
Multiple. Like if we're if so you're asking if I had a King of Queens-esque sitcom.
Yeah, who's
playing my wife?
Yeah.
Well, if I want it to be funny.
Don't worry about any of imagine they're incredible at what they do and have great comedic timing. But actually no, actually include personality in there. That should be included.
I want to say, I mean, see this is hard because I don't have a type. So
right,
there
but that's why
like,
I think it's actually more interesting.
I would love to just be Kevin James in The King of Queens and have Leah Remini as my wife in that time. Peak Leah Remini.
I think that's a great answer, actually.
She's hot, dude.
She's great.
She's so great in that show.
I think she also ticks a lot of the boxes you were talking about like very much has their shit together, trying to improve themselves, like all the former Scientology stuff, like
yeah.
Very much like driven and on a mission.
She also isn't like she doesn't seem like she needs him in a way, like which is attractive to me. Like if you're like, you know, I don't need you, and I don't really get that jealous. But then there's also the attractive jealousness where it's like, you know, it's a little attractive when someone's like. Oh, if you talk to that girl, I'll kill her. You know, and you're like, oh, that's cute. You know, whatever. But when it gets to like, who are you talking to? Oh, yeah, well, who are you texting over there? Where it's like, relax.
Yeah.
That's when it gets to be a problem.
Yeah.
And I think Leah Remini has that in her.
I think that's a great answer. I'd like,
or Sarah
genuinely
Silverman.
Kind of impressed by that.
Yeah.
Sarah Silverman's a good choice. I'd be very intimidated by Sarah Silverman though, just because I'm like, I've listened to your stand up since I was like a
I know,
kid.
She's so good.
Like
she's one of the best.
Yeah. I still remember when she hosted SNL and like her whole thing being about like, you know, I worked here.
I never saw that.
She was great. Like I've heard her, I read her book and like in the book she talks about like how bad SNL was for her personally. Cause
really?
She's like, I worked there for one season. I couldn't get a single I couldn't get any sketches in. And she was like, and also like a bunch of the Harvard guys were really terrible to me. Cause
whoa.
That was especially back in the 90s when it was like yeah. Harvard Lampoon guys, Second City
right,
guys.
Right, right.
And like that was the only way in.
Conan O'Brien.
Yeah. And she was like, I think this was her, but she, a female writer on SNL was like, the first week I went out to lunch with two of the Harvard Lampoon guys because they like invited me to hang out because we're all getting to know each other.
Yeah.
And one of them like doing a bit, but like was selling it, was like, so what, are you like our secretary or something? And she was like, and then one of them said something shitty about something I wrote at a table read. And so I took a pen from the table and I jammed it into his temple so hard he bled. And she's like, and then if you could believe it, I actually got an email from Lauren a week later being like, I actually don't think we'll be needing you next season. So a big part of her.
But that's not true, though. She didn't jam a pen into someone's head, right?
That's what she claimed on the book in the book.
What?
Yeah.
I'll have to. I gotta listen to this book. Yeah.
really not helping the rumor I started about you not being able to read. I gotta listen to this sometime.
I'll listen to stuff like that because it's basically a podcast.
Yeah, it's a really long. But
what am I gonna walk around reading?
I saw a dude. I was coming back from Brooklyn yesterday, and there was a dude on the train reading a Lennon biography, and I was like, "You have to stop. It's 10 a.m. Like,
oh my god, what
also,
a chode!"
Right? I was like, "Also, no, you're not." Like,
that's so funny. You should have just paused him and like went, "Excuse me, sir. No, you're not."
Yeah, we're coming up on the Fulton Street station. I need you to calm down.
Yeah, this is not happening.
No. But her whole monologue was like talking about like, God, it's so crazy to be here. Like, they said I would never be on SNL because I'm such a blue comedian. And she's like, I don't like being labeled that. I would prefer like important or pretty, but yeah. Everyone keeps saying blue. And like, it was all the cutaway clips of her asking different host questions. So it was her talking to like footage of herself from the 90s and answering
whoa.
Like really specific questions
that's
of like
hilarious.
A movie star's like 19.
That's hilarious.
It was so good.
She's so funny, man.
Yeah.
She would be a good fake wife for me too, I think.
I think so.
But Leah Remini is the answer.
I like that. We usually end every podcast by asking who you think is so hot right now, but you kind of answered.
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, Sydney Sweeney's a fair one.
But like celebrities, or are you just talking about whoever?
Just anyone. It helps to be a celebrity so people know who you're talking about.
Right.
You're not the first person to say Sydney Sweeney, I will say.
Who else did?
Tim said Sydney, but he also said that she has dumb person face, and he right. said he didn't like that about her.
He has dumb person face.
He does.
And but body.
roast Tim more. He's yeah. not here to defend himself, and he
Sydney
doesn't listen
Sweeney
to the
Sydney Sweeney is really hot. Who else is really hot? I think that's really it. There's nobody in the movies right now or anything that I'm like, oh my god, so attractive. Besides Sydney Sweeney,
that's fair. That's your answer, though.
But I feel like a hack now.
No, not really. Again, she's when a woman is so attractive that every gay guy is unanimously like,
right.
she's one of the hottest people alive. I think as someone who's attracted to women,
yeah.
you do get a pretty free pass. Because gay guys will also do that annoying thing where they're like, you know who I think is so beautiful? And it's like, I bet you're about to say an old woman.
Right, right, right. Like, yeah, yeah. Liza Minnelli.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus fuck. No. We can't go that far.
Well, I'll say that because I'm also a boob guy. So... So I really do like Sydney.
I'm trying to think. I guess my answer is Chapel Roan, just because I listen to her music all the time.
Who?
She's like an up and coming like indie pop star. She's opening for Olivia Rodrigo right now.
Oh, really?
There's no world in which you were going to know who that was.
I don't know. I've got honestly, a very wide music taste.
How gay is your music taste, would you say?
It could get gay.
Really?
It can get really gay. On the way here, I was listening to Whitney Houston.
So one of the biggest musicians of all time.
Well, what do you want me to say? I was over here listening to Billy Eichner's podcast or something. What do you want me to say?
Okay, who else? You could not have picked a person that gay people more unanimously
don't like
fuck with.
Really? They don't fuck with him?
I think Billy's great. I loved Difficult People.
Yeah.
But when Bros came out, everyone was like, this unfunny white faggot, and that's just the gay guys who are also unfunny white
well,
faggots.
Well, that's exactly what they say when my shit comes out, too.
Well, that's just my canon. but yeah, no, like, I don't know. You're probably not listening to, like, Kylie Minogue's new album or like
no.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the category I put like gay music in.
Lord,
again, too popular.
Lady Gaga
is a gay one.
Too popular.
Again, like, did you listen to Lady Gaga's most recent album? Or
no.
Do you, yeah, exactly.
No.
My brother has one friend who, like, has gay music taste and isn't. Yeah. And it's so funny because we went to his bachelor party the week Kylie Minogue put out her lead single for this album she put out last year. And, like, again, it was brand new out, and the straight guy put it on, and I was like, I'm so confused. I thought this was only for us.
The times are changing.
They are. Straight guys are listening to faggot music.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you're like, yeah, gay music. Who?
Yeah, I'm like, gay music. Blink-182?
There was one day where I like kind of explained the concept of a gay icon to my dad, and he was like, oh, so like Mick Jagger? I was like,
what now? What did you say to your dad that was describing a gay icon? Like,
I was just like explaining the concept of like, you know, there's like people that gay
Nathan
gay
Lane.
Yeah, it more skews towards women. So like Miss Piggy would be a gay icon, and then like, you know, like Beyonce and Gaga,
sure,
and, like,
yeah,
Dolly Parton, like
the divas,
right, exactly. So like, there's that kind of energy, and my dad was like Mick Jagger, and I was like, no, decidedly not Mick Jagger. And I was like, why would you think that gay guys unanimously love the lead singer of the Rolling Stones? And he was like, well, don't you guys want to fuck him? And I was like, no. None
of
us
wants to fuck Mick Jagger anymore.
Right. But also, like, he was like, wouldn't a gay icon just be someone who's really hot? And it's like, one, no. Two, Mick Jagger's not hot. And I needed him to understand that.
A gay icon is someone that's big. Like someone with
fat,
just big personality.
Yeah, Miss right? Pig, that's why Miss Piggy is a great one.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, that's been the podcast.
We've thanks for having me. I hope this was fun for you.
It was great. Do you want to tell people where they can find you?
Yeah, at Brendan Sagalow on Twitter, Instagram. I have a special coming out, so check out my YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, sometime in the fall, I'm hoping.
Do you have a title yet?
I think I'm going to take a line from the act, but I don't have a title now.
Okay.
So check that out, and thanks for having me, bro.
Thanks for coming here, and thank you all for listening. Be sure to rate and subscribe and whatever else you do on podcast apps. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.